The death this past week of the 1,000th American service person in Iraq since the invasion began last year marked a somber milestone for the United States. The toll of Iraqis killed passed 1,000 very early in the war and has climbed to at least 11,793 Iraqi civilians and possibly as many as 13,802, according to the website iraqbodycount.com. In addition, according to unofficial estimates, the Iraqi military suffered approximately 5,000 fatalities. For the United States, approximately 110 civilians have also died in Iraq. Britain has lost 64 military personnel. Citizens of at least 42 other countries have lost their lives. One soldier from Albania, a civilian from Algeria, six soldiers and two civilians from Bulgaria, one soldier and five civilians from Canada, a civilian from Colombia, a civilian from the Czech Republic, one soldier and one civilian from Denmark, one soldier from El Salvador, one soldier from Estonia, three civilians from Fiji, two civilians from Finland, three civilians from France, one soldier from Georgia, one soldier and one civilian from Hungary, one civilian from India, 17 soldiers and security officials from Italy, and three Italian civilians, two diplomats and two journalists from Japan, 19 Jordanian civilians, one Latvian soldier, one civilian from Lebanon, 14 civilians from Nepal, one civilian and one soldier from the Netherlands, one civilian from New Zealand, three civilians from Pakistan, three civilians from the Philippines, eight soldiers and three civilians from Poland, two soldiers and one civilian from Portugal, one civilian from Romania, two civilians from Russia, three Slovakian soldiers, seven South African civilians, three South Korean civilians, eight intelligence agents and three soldiers from Spain, five Syria civilians, two soldiers from Thailand, 11 civilians from Turkey, six soldiers from the Ukraine, one soldier from Venezuela, and one soldier from Zimbabwe.